Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
And welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 28th of June at 6:31. Welcome to the last working day of the first half of the year. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Pennies, and we've been looking at how an Irish company is part of the self-driving revolution and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the venerated company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Did you queue up outside the Three Arena to buy your merch for Taylor Swift yesterday?
In the context of, I'll ask you another question. Would you see me as a Swiftie?
I think I'd need a Swiftie.
I'd need several Swifties myself to put myself through that.
If I saw you in a tasseled cowboy hat or whatever they wear, I would certainly need something strong. Listen, do you believe seriously that the Taylor Swift gigs are going to bring in 150 million into the Irish economy?
It's one of those questions where you know, because there's been a lot of talk about it, and there's another article in the papers today on this, and it's all coming from a Barclays report about the impact in the UK. I would kind of say I don't think we'll ever have a way of measuring it. And secondly, who really cares what the number is other than the fact that it is going to be a significant boost to the economy? And I think when you put it in that context, like you can break these things down. And in the Barclays report, they talk about, you know, roughly about €1,000 per person. And if there's 165,000 people going, that means you get 165 million. Now, I would have, and this article has some serious questions about some of that, but there's no doubt about it that there is a spending frenzy. And people are also saying, well, you know what, if they didn't spend it on this, they'd be spending it on something else, so it is an additional. But they could well be spending it on heading overseas on a holiday, right? And instead of going on this, so to that extent that the money stays in Ireland. You've also got the tourist angle coming through in terms of people coming, you know, tourists as they call them, following her around and going to as many different venues as you can. But I think at the end of the day, you know, whether it's 20 million, 40 million, 150 million, there's definitely going to be a boost to the economy as a result of this. And I think if you put it in the context of this weekend alone, you've also got, you know, concerts on Imahad Castle, Fairview Park, Marley Park, Trinity College, and then you've got the GAA Football Championships, and you've got the Pride Parade. All of those things just mean you get people into the city, footfall into the city, and fingers crossed the weather is okay. And, you know, you get people will be willing to spend money, and that's ultimately a good thing.
Yeah, 600,000 people is the estimate coming into the city this weekend. So there won't be a spare hotel bed to be had, or a sofa, I suspect, to be had.
Probably not.
Anywhere
probably
in the capital city. So let's move on to Ryanair's boss, Michael O'Leary, the ever shy Michael O'Leary. He's getting a bit closer to his €100 million bonus.
Yeah, they, just for the people who don't realise it, under the terms of his contract, he's entitled to purchase 10 million share options at just over €11 each. If he succeeds to bring the group profits after tax over €2.2 billion annually at any point up until 2028 when that part of the deal expires, or if he manages to get the share price to exceed €21 for a 28-day period. Now, came close in the first quarter, you know, the stock was trading up around there. But as I said, he has until 2028. And look, people always say, you know, this is a disgrace. And that the reality is, you know, from the perspective of the shareholders, they see that his interests and their interests are acutely aligned here, because they obviously want a higher share price as well, and more profit being generated by the company. So you got to argue that you know, he has their interests at heart. And I think the other thing that's worth bearing in mind is he's also a substantial shareholder himself. So, you know, you kind of get that shareholder alignment coming through.
Yeah, it does. If you've ever used Ryanair, you'll know that it's one of the more punctual airlines out there in terms of taking off and landing, whatever about his salary. Now, let's move on to the US economy. It was revised upwards. GDP was revised upwards.
Yeah, marginally, but I think the devil really is in the detail here. And I think the other thing, you know, there's a big question mark out there, and I think we're going to talk about it, particularly on the consumer side of it. There's definitely been a revision in the first quarter, but it's still off quite a low number. And I think the best way of describing it is, you know, to think about the US economy is kind of operating in a low gear in the first half of 2024. But that really is after very strong growth in the second half of 2023. And the big question is going to be, you know, are we seeing the Fed policy of higher interest rates basically tempering demand by making, you know, borrowing more expensive and, you know, people less willing to spend on consumer goods? Because there's no doubt about it, having been in the U.S. at the start of the month, you know, it has gotten very, very expensive for very, very basic things.
Shockingly expensive.
And we're not even talking about it in euro terms, which is even more expensive given where the exchange rate is. Just even in dollar terms, it's quite incredible. Anybody who's frequently been going over the last few years, you know, think these simple things like, you know, cups of coffee and breakfast and things like that, it has gone very, very expensive. And I think, you know, there is the question of, now that COVID COVID, you know, surpluses have been spent by consumers, are the higher interest rates beginning to bite? Are the higher prices beginning to bite as well? And we're certainly seeing some evidence of that.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you stayed up to watch any of the US presidential debate last night. I didn't, but I saw the clips. Biden really needs consumer to be happy going into the polls, irrespective of whether they saw this presidential car crash last night.
Yeah, and it was, by all accounts, I didn't stay up to watch it. It was, by all accounts, a fairly bad car crash. And I think it's really important that when you look at it, there was a very interesting survey done by Harris a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the upshot of that was that people thought that the U.S. economy was in recession, that the stock market was down year to date, and that their real wages were substantially behind where the prices have gone. And all of those things, ironically, are wrong. But if that's what the sentiment is, you know, it's very, very difficult for an incumbent president to get reelected when people think that the economy is not doing well and that they're feeling, you know, hard done by because, you know, they're not able to afford it. And an interesting point in that is the Fed came out with a survey the other day, and they're saying that there's now nearly just over 20% of people are saying that they're finding trouble paying their bills on a month by month basis, and that's up from something in the kind of high teens a year ago. So there's definitely been a deterioration, and that deterioration is definitely been seen at the lower income levels, and you know that would have been the traditional Democratic vote. So I think if that cohort are feeling difficult, it may well be difficult for Biden to get back in.
Well, have a wonderful weekend. Are you going to any of these events, whether it is Shania Twain, the Saw Doctors, the All-Ireland quarterfinals?
I am, not, but your knowledge of these cultural references is quite astounding to me, and you probably are, or some part of your household definitely are.
Well, we are actually going to some singer called Taylor Swift. She's an American singer. So we're going. She's new and up and coming. I think she's playing in Wexford Street. So we're going to see.
Do you think she'll make it? Do you think she'll make it?
Well, I will be a judge, and I'll be one of the five people watching her at the weekend. Anyway, listen, have a lovely weekend, Aidan. That's Aidan Donnelly from Dave.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.